You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says there's hope on the horizon.
Australia needs some hope today, and particularly in Victoria, they need some hope today. And so that is what we're here to deliver today.
The federal government has signed off on a $1.7 billion agreement with pharmaceutical companies to secure two vaccines if the trials prove successful. The two deals secure almost 85 million doses, 33.8 million for the Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccine and 51 million doses of the University of Queensland CSL vaccine. The Health Minister Greg Hunt says the free vaccines would require two doses, but its full efficacy is not yet determined.
Both are leading vaccines globally, and we are fortunate to have secured them and be able to produce them here in Australia. The best advice that we have, and it's not determined yet, is that there is likely to be multi-year protection. Nobody can say whether it will be lifetime.
Infectious disease expert Sanjaya Sanayaka says while both trials are in advanced stages and showing promising signs, there are no guarantees they will work.
We actually have to see if it performs, if it stops people who've been given the vaccine from getting COVID-19.
The prospect of a vaccine may bring optimism for many Australians, but it's also a source of anxiety for some religious communities. Last month, some religious leaders expressed apprehension about the Oxford vaccine because it relies on cell lines from an electively aborted fetus. The Health Minister says he'll be meeting with multicultural groups this week to discuss the matter.
In relation to religious concerns, I deeply and we profoundly respect those. There are differing views within the theological community and they are moving on that, but I'm also meeting with some of the church leaders this week.
But infectious disease expert Sanjaya Sanayaka says the cells have been used in medicines for decades.
The reality is, for the last 40 or 50 years, fetal cell lines have been used for a number of vaccines and a number of other medications as well. So this isn't something that's particularly new.
The federal government says if all goes to plan, the vaccine could be ready as early as next year. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.